Let's talk with Trent R. Nelson. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And what a wonderful morning it is to talk about. Drum roll, please. The Dana Thomas House Foundation. You know, we love talking about community institutions around these parts. And joining us to do so is our lovely friend. She was here just previously to discuss the Sangamon County Historical Society's tranche of wonderful events over the course of the next months. She's here to talk about the Dana Thomas House. President Cinda Klickna, how are you today, my friend?
I'm great, Trent. Thank you again for having me.
Well, we love to have you down. We love to chat with interesting, wonderful folks, and you are certainly at the top of that list. Last time we had you down, as I just noted, we spoke about Sangamon County Historical Society. We talked about the types of things that you all get into, what you try to present to the community, what you offer, resources not only to people, but to different institutions, of course. But the Dana Thomas House Foundation, of course, represents one of our greatest singular landmarks. For our listeners who may not be aware, maybe they've never heard our discussions before, would you let them know what does this organization do and how does it look to positively impact our community?
Great. The Dana Thomas House Foundation has been around 40 years, and it was formed to help protect and promote the beautiful Dana Thomas House that we have here in Springfield, built by Frank Lloyd Wright. And I think a lot of people are not aware of how beautiful this house is. Some have never been through the house with its architecture, its amazing art glass. And so the foundation raises money for the house, for its protection. Currently, we are raising money for new carpets in the house and helping to promote with events at the house and programs.
And what a wonderful job you all do. The house is breathtaking. The host of this program has been there several times. He lives just a stone's throw away. It is stunning. If you've not had the pleasure, please get down there. It doesn't cost you a thing but your time, and you can sign up online to do so. The individuals who give the tours are very knowledgeable. And in fact, if you go multiple times, there's a great chance you'll get multiple tour individuals. And they all have different little facts. So you comb through it a few times and you really get the full meat and drink of the experience. Now, President Klickna, why is it so valuable for members of our community, young and older, to go out and experience and enjoy such an artistic and cultural treasure as the Dana Thomas House built by Frank Lloyd Wright?
Well, there aren't very many cities that can boast that they have a Frank Lloyd Wright house, and we do. And in fact, it is one of the most intact of all of his designs. There are 103 pieces of furniture in the house that he designed specifically for the house. And the art glass is unique in what he designed. And then you have the story of the woman who hired him to build her house, Susan Lawrence Dana, who's just a fascinating person. And to think that this house, built in 1904, still looks modern. So imagine, I know you live close to it, the house that you live in is certainly not that design.
Certainly not.
And from that time period. So she was pretty eccentric, but a philanthropist, and really started a lot of things here in Springfield. She helped found the Women's Club. She was active in the Daughters of American Revolution. She hosted parties at her house, up to thousands of people. So it's just a very, not only interesting architecturally, but interesting in its history.
She was a firebrand, a progressive stalwart. She was a mover and a shaker, and I believe it has been noted that our Frank Lloyd Wright House, the Dana Thomas House, has the most art glass out of any of his work. And it is stunning. It is brilliant. And when you go to the house, you will learn precisely what the difference is between stained glass and art glass. There
right.
are so many different variables that you'll come to consider because the way that Frank Lloyd Wright planned and organized was about as meticulous as a conductor or a music arranger putting notes and phrasings together. It is a stunning symphony, and certainly we're thrilled at the work that you all get into over there. Again, thank you so much for that. President Cinda Klickna here of the Dana Thomas House Foundation. joining us on Let's Talk with Trent R. Nelson. President Klickna, what is the house going to be getting into over the next several months that the community can come out and enjoy?
So we are hosting an event on April 13th, and it's focusing on Frank Lloyd Wright. And the title of our program is Let's Be Frank, Perfectly Frank. We are bringing in a nationally known expert on Frank Lloyd Wright. His name is Tim Totten from Florida, and it's going to be a huge dinner. Now, we cannot have a lot of people at the exact house, so it will be at the inn at 8:35. There's going to be appetizers while you're getting your drink, and then Tim Totten will talk about the story of Frank Lloyd Wright. Now, Frank Lloyd Wright had an interesting life. So Totten is going to get into kind of weaving the story of Frank Lloyd Wright's love, loss, even a story about the Emperor of Japan, and the house that he designed. And it's not the Dana Thomas house, but one of his houses that he designed really sent his career soaring. He, from that point on, never went a day without work. So we're going to have a huge dinner. We're going to hear from Tim Totten, and it's going to be a fun evening.
One of my favorite intellectuals, he's long passed, he once said that a man is many men to many different people, of course. And Frank Lloyd Wright is, as we all are, this nuanced character. And it's going to be really fantastic to hear the historical perspective from an expert. Really excited for that. April 3rd, let's be frank. Perfectly frank.
Right.
It's going to be a real good time. But President Klickna, that's not all for the next several months, is it?
No. This year is kind of a focus on Frank Lloyd Wright. So in June, June 8th, which would have been Frank Lloyd Wright's birthday, we will be having our annual summer party at the house in the courtyard. We usually have music, jazz, food, and this year we have someone who's going to portray Frank Lloyd Wright. So these are two events that we hope that you will come to and your readers. The April 13th event is our major fundraiser because we are helping with the site in getting new carpets that are over 30 years old and have wear and tear.
That's really fantastic. Again, April 3rd and June 8th events are going to be really wonderful this year. Well, President Klickna will be back prior, I suspect, to at least one of them to talk further concerning the events of the upcoming year. But President Klickna, not all folks, I suspect, really are aware of the house's sort of journey, sort of life, after Susan Lawrence Dana passed away, after actually she moved to the little house right beyond. Right,
yes,
right on the train tracks that everyone always seems to forget, but that's where she hung out for the rest of her days. Now, we have a publisher to thank for the fact that this house still remains as intact as it is. Isn't that correct?
Oh, yes, most definitely. The Charles C. Thomas Publishing Company moved into the house and did very little to change it. And they might have put in some paint and they added some lighting, but for the most part, they kept the house intact. But, you know, the other person that we really have to thank for having this great house is the late Governor Jim Thompson.
Right.
He was a huge supporter of historic sites and antiques and helped convince state legislature to purchase the house for, I think it was $1 million, which today that would maybe buy a vase. Because recently a vase from that house went on auction and sold for over $600,000. So, you know, Susan Lawrence Dana did move into the cottage. And while she was still alive, there was a 5-day auction of all of her things. 2 auctions a day. Now that tells you how much stuff she had in her house.
She had lots of stuff.
Yes.
We all know what George Carlin said about stuff, but please continue, President Klickna.
And so a lot of these things were sold. Now, the huge dining room table that can seat 40 did not sell, but most of the items did. So when the house was then purchased by the state and then the foundation started, the goal was to try to acquire as much to come back to the house as possible. And so those 103 pieces of furniture, the double pedestal lamp that Governor Thompson helped bid on and purchase for hundreds of thousands of dollars, and just more items. It's because of the efforts of so many that we've been able to have this house here in Springfield.
Perfectly put, President Klickner. It is always the efforts of so many countless and nameless folks alongside those stalwarts that we remember who should gain credit for preservation of brilliant art. The whole house is brilliant art. But of course, this leads us to the carpets. Carpets from 120 years ago, they're not lasting 120 years. Impossible. So what has happened previously, as I understand it, President Klickner, is that special carpets that try to keep in design and sort of style reference have to be purchased.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The people over at the house have tried to go back and look at pictures that were taken in 1910 to see what was on the floor. And very few of these pictures show anything on the floor. I mean, there's no picture of the floor. And so we don't think that Susan probably had carpeting.
Definitely not.
She had rugs and so on. But, you know, 30-some years ago, it was important to protect the wood with all the people walking through. So the
sure.
carpets were put in. And now, of course, they're worn.
My generation says it all the time. Carpet over hardwood flooring?
I know.
What are you doing? I get it, though. Have to protect the surface. It's a historical, unbelievable landmark. And, of course, the carpet will protect us better than we ourselves will protect the landmarks.
Well, and not all of it is carpeted. So you will still see rugs and the hardwood in different areas. But it just adds to the flavor of the house, I think.
There's a lot of flavor in the house, whether it be murals of the beautiful flora of the area or a fountain inside.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you much more, but you know, there's a lot there. Go out and bring the family, bring the friends, bring your loved ones, and make a little trip of it. It's not a long journey, but it's the type that once you undertake, you go out and have a little lunch.
And also, the foundation runs a shop, the Sumac Shop. It's across the street from the house, and it has Frank Lloyd Wright designed items, art glass pieces, just a unique merchandise. So we ask you to stop by there, too. And we hope people will sign up for our April 13th event. You can go to our online site, dana-thomas.org/special events. You know, people don't realize the Dana Thomas House is Dana with a dash between Dana and Thomas, because Dana was her last name, and Thomas was the publishing company.
You learn something new every day if you keep your eyes and ears peeled for little tidbits of facts. We, of course, have President Cindy Klickner of the Dana Thomas House Foundation, also, of course, the Sangamon County Historical Society. We thank her, as always, for coming down and spending some time. Will you do it all again soon enough, President?
Of course, Trent. I always love coming and talking with you.
Well, we are humbled by those kind words. We love chatting with you as well, and I know that our listeners love to learn from you and all of your wisdom. We'll catch you real soon, all right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Let's talk with Trent R. Nelson. Go out and enjoy the Dana Thomas House. Go out and enjoy a bit of history. Go out and enjoy a bit of whimsical thinking. Think back to how cool it might have been to have a bit of fun there about 120 years ago. We'll catch you real soon.